Editorial note. Given the course of subsequent events, the following communication may prove somewhat revealing. To the Office of the Commissariat, Departamento Munitorum, Coroner's Prime. From Tomas Beige, Regimental Commissar to the Talon 229th. Date 285-937-M41. Astropathic path blocked at this time. Delivery deferred.
Gentlemen and esteemed colleagues, it is with a heavy heart I feel I must call into question the competence of a fellow commissar, not least because the officer in question was a classmate of mine at the Scholar Progenium, and as we all know, such ties remain strong. However, I would be derelict in my duty not to bring this matter to your attention, and must set aside my personal feelings for the sake of the Guard, the Imperium, and the Emperor himself. Truly, our duty to him must outweigh all else. And after much prayer and fasting, I can see no alternative. The individual in question is none other than Caiaphas Kane, the regimental commissar of the Valhallan 597th. I am aware that he has something of an inflated reputation, which may incline some of you to dismiss my concerns. But nonetheless, I feel I have no alternative but to speak out. Indeed, it may be this very reputation which has led to his current sad decline as an effective commissar. How truly has it been said that the glory we gain blinds us first with its luster.
A quotation from Cadoway's Paths to Damnation, a redemptionist tract of dubious theology and even worse literacy.
I have observed, at first hand, that discipline and proper order are practically non-existent in the regiment with which Commissar Kane has been charged. His own aide, failing to reach the standards expected of a member of His Divine Majesty's blessed legions, while serious infractions and breaches of discipline are treated as minor matters, barely worthy of his attention. Since arriving on Adumbria, he has neglected his duties altogether, spending more time in the planetary capital than with the 597th, even going so far as to attach himself to a local PDF company, rather than rejoin the guard unit he should properly have been most concerned with. It might be claimed that his discovery of not one, but two concealed nests of heretic sorcerers vindicates his actions. But consider, in neither case was he in time to prevent their fell purpose, whatever that was, and his interference in a PDF operation in which he had no official interest may well have led to sufficient delay to have ensured such a failure on at least one occasion. I draw no inference, of course, but merely suggest the coincidence was fortuitous for our enemies. May the divine light of His Glorious Majesty illuminate your deliberations. Your humble servant, Tomas Beige. Thought for the day. The traitor's hand lies closer than you think.